You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
4 minutes past six. Good morning, Snow FM. Breakfast coming at you with Simo and Jordan.
Good morning, Simo. It's Tuesday. We've got a big show ahead of us. Hey, you would know if you listen on Friday. We open the diary with Rachel G from Admin.
Yeah, dear diary. Rachel, she gets busy writing in it throughout the week.
Well, Simo, yesterday I saw a bit of a rare sight. I saw a Rachel G from Admin in the wild.
Did you really out and about?
She was not in the office. She was in the supermarket.
It's the only other place I've ever found her.
That's pretty much it. Just goes between those two places.
Yeah,
she was in the supermarket trying to decide which bin bags to get.
Oh, it's well, that's for the office here.
Oh, is it for the office?
Yeah, I spent the weekend cleaning up the kitchen and threw a whole bunch of crap out.
You used all of our garbage bags.
Well, apparently there was only one. One that was in current use.
Well, you still use them all.
So this is a bit of an insight into radio. Under the sink, no garbage bags, but a full set of shaving cream and blades. So someone's...
You never know when you might need a shave. I think we're in need of a shave with these Movember moustaches. They look pretty shocking. But a little insight, because I thought this was just... she was just shopping for her own personal reasons.
Yeah.
Her own personal needs. I'm a bit disappointed that they were for the office, because... I thought we had a big breaking insight that Rachel G from Admin buys the lemon-scented garbage bags.
I mean, worrying, because the last person that we've seen on the screen buying a hell of a lot of bin bags. Did you ever watch Dexter?
No.
Okay, so Dexter is a serial killer. I'm not making the claim that Rachel G from Admin has some extracurricular activities.
She's not at work right now. To be fair, she never is at this time. She gets in about 9 o'clock.
Niall Horan this morning. Nice to meet you. It's Snow FM Breakfast. I like the way. I'm crossing someone's mind. One Republic, that was Wanted on Snow FM at Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out 20 minutes past six. And did you ever make lists for when Christmas rolled around, Jordan?
I haven't done one yet this year.
Yeah, but still as a younger self, that was something routine or not for you?
Yeah, I think I did it a couple of times. I think everyone does when they're young. So, did you ever send them off to Santa?
No, this is something that I...
Have you never done
a Christmas
list?
No, I'm not a big Christmas lister myself.
Right, I've got a piece of paper here, Simo. You know, I want you throughout the course of the show to write down what you want for Christmas.
No.
And then at the end, at 9 o'clock, we'll go through it.
No, because we've been through this. I'm a bit of a Grinch when it comes to Christmas. I'm like, I enjoy the time, but, like, the present side of things I'm not into.
Oh, you don't like getting or
giving
presents?
Work for what you earn, Jordan.
Jeez, you really are a Christmas Grinch.
There's a list that's doing the rounds on social media because it's a little bit out there. I don't know how old is she. She's very, very young, and she's put together a Christmas list, which includes some interesting items, but the total value is around $4,000. What do you reckon? Is she going a bit hard?
Okay, well, yeah, no, not ridiculous for Christmas lists. I remember... Not me, but I remember another kid in my school, because we had to do this in school, so I remember another kid in my school asking for a Lamborghini.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure a full-size Lamborghini cost more than $4,000.
Okay, so you reckon that she's gone a bit conservative in comparison?
Yeah. In comparison to that guy, yes.
But he went hard.
But let's be realistic. She has probably gone a bit hard.
10-year-old Sophie, I'll go through this list. All right, get around this. You ready?
All right.
All right, so iPhone 11. Strong start.
Are they even up to iPhone 11?
I don't know. AirPods, which I think are the headphone side of things.
The AirPods come with the iPhone.
Look, she's just making
sure. I'm pretty sure they do, so you can probably bundle those two together.
All right, she also wants a new MacBook Air, so she's pretty tech-oriented.
Does she work for, like, the Apple company or something like that, or just really anti-Microsoft?
Yeah, she went for a wander through an Apple store, and she's like, I'll have one of everything. But she also wants a real bunny.
I see. Do they sell those at the Apple shop?
Probably not, but it also does...
You can ask.
It also does maybe suggest that she's got not a real bunny.
What, she had a real bunny?
Like she's got a fake one maybe because she wants a real one. Next up, a hydro flask.
I don't even know what that is.
No, it's got me worried as well. What 10-year-old needs a flask, I ask you?
One that needs coffee, obviously.
Yeah. Clothes, makeup, and perfume. And then it gets the weirdest kind of item on here, considering that she wants an iPhone 11, a new MacBook. She's also made note that she wants $4,000 in cash.
Why $4,000?
I don't... You reckon there's something specific?
Well, just... did you go, oh, really, $5,000 is a bit too much to ask for. $3,000 I don't feel is enough.
Hmm.
Let's go $4,000.
$4,000, I think maybe it's a certain price of a plane ticket somewhere. Maybe she's got a trip in mind.
Well, did she specify which country cash she wants? Because she want it in Australian dollars or does she want it in another currency? Like if you get $4,000 in, I think it's Zimbabwean dollars or something, that only equals about three Aussie dollars or something like that.
That's a loophole for mum and dad.
Yeah.
So you're a thinker.
Thank you.
Also, she wants clothes for the bunny rabbit once she has the rabbit.
Okay, rabbits don't need clothes.
Yeah, actually, that's a big issue, isn't it?
Like, I mean, perhaps a top hat for comedic purposes.
Mm.
That's about it. I mean, you can't really just go into your department store and say, hey, you're going to get a pair of pants for Fluffy here.
Where do you stand on clothes for animals? Yes, or no?
No, I quite literally stand on them because they shouldn't have clothes.
Okay, yeah. So
unless it's like one of the coats that dogs have in winter and that sort of stuff to get warm. That I understand.
But a dog in pants?
No.
Not on, is it?
I mean, it's funny.
I've seen a dog in a pram once, Jordan.
Was it wearing pants in a pram?
No. They fell in love one summer. A little... Lime Cordial robbery on Snow FM. At breakfast, you can catch a bit of those guys. And an interview done by yours truly, Jordan.
Thank you.
On the Snow FM Facebook page. It's 20 to 7 on Snow FM Breakfast.
Simo, amazing story that's kind of Texas overnight.
Okay.
Why do you look so dubious?
Ah, well, you know, the Texans, they've got a rep. They've got a reputation.
I just saw you filter about five jokes in your head go, nope, can't say that one either. No, that one, nope, we're going to skip that one too.
I think they've got a good basketball team, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't follow America. Probably.
Probably.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up Texas is because of this story. A couple had a baby that was due.
Right.
They were on the drive to hospital.
Okay.
But didn't manage to make it to hospital in time.
Right,
and therefore the baby was born in the passenger seat of their car. Now, the good news is, baby, mother, everyone doing very, very well.
That's
very
good.
All very healthy, which is good news. But, yeah, it's a weird, like, that drive to the hospital. Like, it's a weird drive. Like, I've never done it. I've never had kids or anything like that.
Okay.
But I've heard of people who have.
Okay.
And that they practice it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the drive, what route they're going to take.
Makes sense,
and
I guess.
And kind of the different times of day affects the route. Because, oh, well, technically this way is quickest, but if we're going this way at rush hour, then there'll be traffic jams, so we better take a left and go around and all this sort of stuff. And they practice it. Like, that's a bloke in my old soccer team back when I was living in South Australia.
Right.
Who kind of, I think 10 times he and his wife practiced driving from their house to the hospital.
I like the idea of go times as well, because that'll come in handy even after the baby's born. Like, oh, we did all the research on this, I can get to work quicker.
Well, only if they work at the hospital.
Oh,
if
that's
they work
true.
On the other side of town.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't affect them at all. Let's face it. But yeah, so this couple were driving, it's just 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oof.
Do you reckon, how can I put this? Do you reckon it's acceptable to speed at that time?
I mean,
speeding, never acceptable, but, I mean, is that perhaps one of the few excuses if you're having a bit of a medical emergency?
Look, it's one of the ones I think that you might get away with, a higher probability of getting away with.
Because if a cop pulls you over and you see there's a baby halfway out of, you know, and they're like, yeah, no, go, that's fine.
Yeah, probably that's...
I mean, we can't advocate this.
No. I can't imagine a policeman writing you up, like, while there's contractions happening.
I'm sorry, you were speeding, so this is going to cost you $125 and a goo goo gaga to you as well. How cute. Yeah, but the rules are rules, I'm afraid. But yes, Simo, if you do find yourself in this situation, who would you call to assist if you're stuck on the side of the road and your wife is having a baby?
Geez. You're going to call paramedics, 000, yeah. Right?
Exactly. Well, this couple did call 000 or the American equivalent, which
is... someone called 911.
911. I was thinking 999, but that's not it. But yeah, instead of asking for the paramedics, they started to ask for the firemen.
Oh, really?
Which...
I was banking on them calling the lawyers.
I mean, yeah, they could call lawyers as well. I mean,
firemen.
Why not? But yeah, firemen's like, there's firemen's giving an interview and there's quotes about him. And I'm just kind of thinking... Why did you call the firefighters?
Is the firefighter in the interview look like, is he doing the interview and he's like, well, they asked for the jaws of life. We had to inform them that, well, it's not really how things are done with the human anatomy.
I mean, we could cut the roof if you are going to get the baby out, but we just used the door. It's a lot easier.
You don't need to.
But yeah, like, why would you call? Like, they're not trained for this purpose.
The fireman, you call the fireman for anything, wouldn't you?
I mean, yeah, you can call the fire for anything. And they did a fantastic job, it should be said.
That's
out
great.
And all that sort of stuff.
Hmm.
But, you know, when the ambulance is in, it's like, you know, if you go to a doctor, you know, you've got a problem with your foot, you can go to a specialist foot doctor.
Yeah.
Or you can just go to a GP who 9 times out of 10 says, here's foot doctor's card, go see him.
Well,
go
we've got a local fiery on the show later this morning, Steve Cottrell.
Should we ask him if he's ever delivered a baby?
I reckon that might be a way to go about it.
Well, if he's not listening to this bit, he's going to think that that question is really weird when we ask him later.
I'm looking forward to it. Harry Styles, in the meantime, it's Lights Up, new music playing on Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. Post Malone, Circles on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan Wrighty with you, 7:08 for your Tuesday.
And Simo, I had a bit of a sporty evening last night.
Oh.
Thought I'd head down and play a bit of squash with some friends.
Yeah.
As we don't know what that is, you're kind of in a confined space. I think that it's about 5 metres by 7 metres, and then there's walls everywhere, and you essentially just smash the ball against the wall.
Is it on a slight angle as well?
No.
No, the floor's flat.
Well, I mean, I haven't got my spirit bubble level meter thing out, but yeah, no, it feels pretty flat.
Okay, just checking.
Why, what are you thinking of where the floor's on an angle?
I don't know, I just feel as if maybe I've seen some cheap squash courts in my time.
Some dodgy squash courts you've built on a hill.
Yeah, or like when you get the table tennis table for Christmas and it's made out of chipboard and then start over the years it'll just start bowing into the middle of the table tennis board.
So it kind of, you have to kind of hit your shots right at the perfect spot so it doesn't bounce, or it'll bounce off in the weird way.
Oh, it was awesome. I grew up with one, and so if you just put a bit of spin on it, then it's very hard to get the table tennis bat/racket underneath the ball.
Mm.
But in squash, if you had flat ground, you didn't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah, so the shot I was playing in squash, you said you'd like to put a bit of spin on your table tennis ball. I was trying to do that also.
Right.
I thought I was playing double squash as well.
Oh, that's hectic. It's
crazy. There's 4 people on a court. The ball flying a million miles an hour. Rackets flying everywhere.
Yeah, it's less than a square meter each, just about.
I know. It's a little bit crazy, but a lot of fun.
Okay.
So we were playing. So there's me and 3 others. So there's 2 and 2. So we were just playing in the middle of a rally, in the middle of an intense rally.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, the ball starts coming to me, and like perfectly to me.
All right, you're all over it.
Yeah, because you know when you play sort of tennis or something like this, you often have to run to the ball to get to, and you maybe just stretch and just make it.
It's not something that you want to do in your sports, right? Would I be?
I like my sports to be as minimal effort as possible.
Darts.
One of the reasons why I also play cricket.
10-pin bowling.
Oh, no, 10-pin bowling, you have to run out.
That's
anyway.
True, you have to get to the line.
But yeah, so this shot, it came like perfectly to me, bounced just in front of me, was the perfect height to hit it.
Hmm.
And that's, I think, where I messed up.
What happened?
Well, I got a bit cocky, and I'm kind of like, all right, guys, I got this. No dramas.
Yeah.
There you go, it's coming straight at me, and you're just waiting, and you're thinking it's going to bounce there, it's going to hit. And I had a bit of time to work out what shot I was going to do.
Okay.
So I thought,
Did you overthink this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought, I'll try and be a bit clever. I'll try and do a little drop shot, which are annoying, but always work.
Right.
And I'll put a bit of spin on it as well, just to be, you know, even more annoying.
It is the season of flair, after all.
So I kind of went to slice the ball, as you do, to put a bit of spin on it.
Okay.
Now, in order to slice the ball, Simo, you're a junior tennis pro. You will know that in order to slice the ball, you need to make contact.
Yeah, you got to make contact with the ball. You got to have the racket angled on a particular degree. And then just chop down on it.
Yeah. You have to do all that. Most important, though, like I said, you do have to make contact with the ball.
Yes.
Which is not what I did.
That's like the basics of squash.
Hit the ball, hit too hard, had a massive air swing. And by the time that I'd realised that I had missed the ball had hit a certain area of the male anatomy that I possess.
How good. All right, so what happened next?
Well, it's amazing because, you know, when you get, Simo, you know, you're a guy, when you get hit in that area, you are in agonizing pain.
Yep.
But everyone else finds it hilarious.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like if you were in the equivalent amount of pain, but on your knee or something like that, everyone would be crowding around, saying, oh, you okay?
That's,
you know,
true. That there would be a lot more concern.
Yeah. But when it's that area, it's not.
No.
So I kind of fell to the floor, crutching, shielding the area, shall we say. Everyone else also fell to the floor in fits of hysterical laughter.
Yeah.
So there was me, there was three others on the court. So the three guys on the court just dropped. It's like their knees buckled and they just fell to the ground laughing wherever they were.
Did you roll?
There was another two people just outside of the court because it's like glass and they were kind of just finished their game. So kind of drinking, having some water and that sort of stuff.
Mm.
They fell to the floor laughing.
Yeah.
People at the next courts stopped their game.
Yeah.
Halfway through a rally, said, hang on, we can hear laughing. Let's go out and see what's going on. They joined in the laughing. This continued for about 5 minutes or so. And yeah, I'm rolling around.
Good. I was wondering about that.
In a bit of pain. Eventually the pain goes away.
Okay.
But yeah, it was not good for me. Well, I say it was not good. Well, it wasn't good for the pain, but it did give me a little 5 minute break, which I needed at that stage of the match because I was stuffed.
Outcast at last. Sticky fingers. Note to self, sign up for squash for Jordan. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Don't think I'll be playing next week. Might have a week off. I'll take it.
Face to face, rule on Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 7:20 for your Tuesday. And shopping online, Jordan, you are, I reckon you'd have to be close to one of the snowy experts.
You know, this probably shows how prepared we are for the show.
Yeah.
But during that song, I was actually just browsing shoes online on my phone. I need a new pair of sneakers.
Okay, so I figure it's time. We almost need like a bit of an intervention kind of thing.
Is the intervention just this pause while you look for a grab?
No, I think we just need to sit down and really have a chat about how much online shopping you
look,
do.
I don't think we do.
Okay.
Should we just leave it at that?
No, because apparently scientists and health professionals are now considering online shopping addiction as a mental health condition.
I see.
So the claims come from Dr. Müller.
Mm-hmm.
So I shall go through the rest of this in a German accent.
If you really want to.
Well, is a German...
I wouldn't recommend doing it.
He's a German medical professional. And he's conducted a study with 122 patients who are seeking help for their online shopping addictions. Now, how often are you shopping online? So you were just browsing some shoes literally, what?
Yeah, well, 2 minutes ago.
It is quite a it's quite a thing for you on a day-to-day basis.
Look, I enjoy a bit of a browse, not going to lie.
Apparently, during the research, scientists found those struggling with the addiction had higher than usual rates of depression and anxiety, and the researchers believe that addiction is heightened with the rise of online stores, apps and home delivery. Now, you know me. I shop local. I'm a shop local guy.
Yeah, well, you proclaim to have never bought anything ever online.
Which is true.
Apart from, like, flights.
Yeah, yeah.
And paying bills, which is essentially the same thing.
No, it's not.
You just type in your credit card details. The only difference is an item doesn't arrive at your doorstep 3 days later.
So...
that's the only difference.
The internet never closes, Jordan. So what are some of the items that you've got amongst of late?
Late night?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Simo, you know, your favourite thing, the thing that you always bring up when you talk about online shopping is, yes, I have bought a full life-sized
cardboard cutout
of Borat wearing a mankini, and I've just at this point realised I don't actually know where it is. But it's somewhere, and I think that was bought at like 2 a.m.
Right, and...
I reckon the company that makes those, they must get like an influx of purchases at 2 a.m. Just like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing, 2 a.m. Whoa, all hands on deck, we've got 15 orders coming in!
So are you willing to maybe suggest that you've got a condition?
No. No, because, like, okay, well, all of this stuff.
Denial.
No, I'm not in denial. I don't have it.
Okay.
So, like, on everything, it can be an addiction. And obviously, if you are addicted to shopping and all this sort of stuff,
yeah,
you know, please seek help and all this sort of stuff.
Hmm.
I don't feel that I am.
Okay.
I feel that everything I buy is very important household items that we need.
Okay.
I was browsing shoes before, Simo. We all need shoes. Apart from you, who I've noticed sometimes take your shoes off in the studio, which I don't like, which I'm planning to bring up on a later date.
Some classic Jordan misdirection there. Did you send some shoes back lately as well?
Yes. Shoe shopping online for me in the past couple of days has not gone well.
I'll let you live in your denial. It's fine, man. We love you here. Snow FM at breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
Snow FM's the wheel of I. One.
It's all thanks to McDonald's and spinning around like Kylie Minogue. The first caller through this morning is Noisy. Morning, mate. How you doing?
Not too bad, boys. How yourselves?
Oh, we're both very well. Hey, Noisy, where are you? You're at the top of Australia, are you?
Mate, I'm just about on my hooding up there now, mate. I'm going up top of Australia, up Charles Pass, do some work, then probably have a feed and a beer at Steelwell this afternoon.
Oh, yeah? Loving that. How good.
Lovely.
All right, well, let's see if we can stitch you up a prize win as well. Noisy, what are you thinking for the sound this morning? You been brainstorming?
Mate, what about go, you good thing.
That's it? All right, just a bit more gusto.
Coming up for the enemy races, you know? Go, you good thing.
There we go. There we go. You stitched up a win this morning, Jordan.
Congratulations, Noisy. Your Monster Energy Pack is coming your way. Features a couple of cans of Monster Energy.
Keep me going all day. Lovely. Fantastic.
Got a couple of Macca's vouchers in there. Also a snow beard. Noisy, that's probably not going to be necessary for
you. No, I don't think I'll need that, mate. I might just put it on my chest or something.
Okay. Wait, well, you now have two beards. Congratulations.
Now, Noisy, you're the cornerstone of the community, mate. How many sets of keys have you got? I'm just wondering, because we've got a few key rings we might have to chuck in there.
Oh, mate, I've got a few. A couple for the banjo, mate. You know, a couple for me going. A couple now for this Lucy's Lodge, you know, so I need a few key rings.
How many keys? Do you have, like, a key to my house or something I don't know about?
I can acquire one if you want me to.
Please don't.
Noisy, cheers for the call this morning, mate. Have a great day.
How are you? You too, boys.
Lizzo on Snow FM Breakfast, blaming it on the juice this morning and a few juices this morning as people set up their Disney Plus accounts and whatever else goes into it, Jordan.
Yes, well, Simo, the Netflix Stan war that is raging at the moment has a brand new contender.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse has tossed his hat in the ring.
Third player has entered the game. And we have a bit of a fanatic on the line this morning. Mooney, good morning.
Morning, Simo. It's Mooney from Kuma. Glad to be back on the show.
No worries, mate. The reason you've been giving us a buzz this morning is because, what, you've been up early setting up this Disney Plus business?
As early as 2:30 a.m., in fact.
Oh, man.
Was watching the countdown, which was going to be until 8:30 this morning, and then I saw last night they've dropped it a little bit early, so I was able to set it up last night, actually. I was like, you know what? I should really sleep first and then just get straight into it first thing in the morning.
So Disney Plus, Jordan was letting me know, apparently, what, in America, a couple of hiccups with the launch?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if you've read about this, but they didn't have the servers. I don't know a lot about it, but they didn't have enough servers to cope with the amount of people that wanted to use the service. Are you worried this will happen in Australia too?
Well, I guess that's one of the good things about Americans getting something first is that they get all the hiccups and we get it to go off without a hitch. Like, they get the difficult part and now we've got it really easy. They had like 10 million people sign up on the first day, so I'm not surprised if there are a few crashes there.
Wow.
I don't think they'll expect quite that many people in Australia, but they're still expecting some pretty huge numbers here.
I guess that's also the good thing about living in Cooma. They've got amazing internet there.
Yeah. It's I couldn't put a figure on exactly how fast it is, but I dare say it was pretty fast.
And has it been difficult to set up? Is it like hardware and stuff, Mooney?
No hardware involved. In fact, as soon as I realised that it had gone live, it was easy. Just download an app on the phone, download an app on the Xbox, got the link on the laptop, and it was all set up within a couple of minutes of each other.
And so, like, so obviously,
remarkably easy.
So the Disney Plus side of things, lots of people are probably wanting to get amongst the cartoons from the nostalgia.
Mm.
Well, is that what you're super into? What's the fanatical thing for you? Why have you got it?
The Mandalorian, enough said. Just about every big news source I've seen has been saying, oh, people are missing out on seeing new shows like The Mandalorian or The Mandalorian for a second time. That's how big this hype has been. I feel like this has been hugely anticipated for maybe about 18 months or so since it was announced.
So this is like
this has been in the works for a very, very long time. And we've been getting little bits of details here and there, and now it's finally here.
So
now we can finally experience this glorious new adventure a week after the Americans did.
So it's another chapter to the Star Wars saga?
A largely unexplored part of it as well. Like, we've had many live-action movies over the years. We've had animated series, but we've never had a live-action series before, and that's something that's really exciting.
So you're quite clearly super passionate about it, Mooney. Have you got some lightsabers and robes and masks and stuff sitting in the living room as you set up your Star Wars?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I have far too many of these things.
Would you like to list some of them?
I'm almost worried that I'm going to have to add to this collection after I see this show. I'm like, well, I have all these things, but I don't have a Mandalorian helmet yet.
Put it on the list. Mooney, cheers for joining us this morning. Enjoy being one of those early Aussies on the Disney Plus.
Also, I feel sorry for your boss. I feel sorry for your boss. He's probably not going to see you for the next week or so.
No, sorry, my boss, if you're listening. Bye.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.